Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Texas and Oklahoma made it official today. Notified the Big 12 they will not be renewing their grant of media rights following its expiration in 2025. They're moving on. We've got just the man to ask about. His name's Tony Barhart. He's Mr. College Football. To you, follow him on Twitter at Mr. CFB. He joins us now. Tony, it's official. They're moving on. Here's the question I've got for you. How much longer are they in the Big 12? Are we looking at this process taking, you know, them one more season they're in the Big 12, then they're moving on? Two more seasons. It's going to happen before the end of 24-25, isn't it, Tony?
Well, let's put it this way: the divorce papers have been filed,
okay.
And now the lawyers take over. Okay.
Yep.
And you know how that can go. Obviously, in an ideal world, if you're Texas and OU, you want to get out by next season. You know, you're stuck with this season, but you want to get out by next season.
Okay.
The problem is, if you leave next season, it's probably going to cost you about $76 million.
Right.
Ouch.
Right.
Now, of course, Texas and OU can find that amount of money between the sofa cushions. But but the question is, what usually happens in this situation, guys, is that it's like with Maryland. Maryland had to pay, when they left the ACC to go to the Big Ten, they owed $50 million in their grant of rights deal. Mm-hmm. This is more, and what you end up doing is you end up negotiating a number. So, because nobody wants to go through 2 years of Texas and OU as lame ducks in the Big 12.
Right.
First of all, it's not healthy, okay? Because I would imagine there will be a negative reaction. I'm just guessing here. There'll be a negative reaction when they go on the road in the Big 12.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there will be a negotiated settlement. We'll see if they can get out before the TV deals run out in 24-25.
If you're, okay, for the SEC, who's obviously has had to have, despite what Ross Bjork says, known about this for a while, working on it for a while. If you're the SEC, do you wait to extend the invite, Tony, until you know? Do you think that comes relatively soon in terms of that formal invitation, right? Hey, come on. When does the SEC do that, you think?
Yeah, you don't ask the question unless you know
unless
the
you
answer.
Know. Yeah. Right?
Unless you know. Like a good lawyer, you never ask the question you don't already know the answer to. And so that has
That's
to
down
be
the road.
Settled. They have to be settled, and they said, okay, if you ask us, this is when we're available,
mm-hmm.
and we've already worked that out. So, yes, you don't make that move until you know it.
Okay.
A, you know they're definitely coming. B, you know when they're available.
What's it mean for the Big 12, you think, Tony, in terms of what's left? Are they going to be able to hold on, keep it together, go poach? Go, maybe you take something out of the AAC. Maybe you take something from somewhere else. Hell, maybe you join up with the Pac-12 ups. You've seen a bunch of different options. Do they still exist with this thing over? No, they're saying they will, but can
right.
it, Tony? Will it?
Well, and that's the great unknown is do yep. you do what you have to do to survive, knowing that if you do that, your television money is going to drop
right.
like a rock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your television deal. I don't care who. If you unless you poach somebody big from another conference, your TV rights are going way, way down. But when you're talking about survival, you're talking about survival with Baylor and TCU and Texas Tech and Kansas State. You know, what do those do?
Mm-hmm.
And do you do what the Big 12 did last time? Remember they interviewed Cincinnati,
right?
UCF. And some other schools, Houston, and they looked around and said, we can't make the numbers work financially. Do you go back to those schools? Or do those schools say, who are in the American Athletic Conference, maybe the American Athletic Conference say, hey,
right,
we're more stable than the Big 12.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we got Cincinnati. We got UCF. We've got Memphis. We've got some doggone good football schools. Baylor, TCU, Texas Tech, you guys need to come join us and let us make a league, because we're a lot more stable than you are right now.
Do you think if we get to four super conferences, though, Tony, that's the scenario of the AAC pulling somebody in and becoming one of them? Do you think we get to that point, period? I probably should have backed you up and asked you that before I even asked you, okay, whose name's at the top of the fourth conference? But if we're going to do 64, you know, four, you know, 16-team conferences, you know, how much of the Big 12 is a part of that? Is that the name that's at the top of it? Is it Big 12 packed? Is it the AAC? What do you think's the most likely scenario in terms of getting there?
Well, I think the most likely scenario is if the ACC goes on offense,
uh-huh,
and tries to do it, I think they're in much better position. But understand, when we've been talking about four 16-team conferences all these years, we always assumed that it would be the four champions of those conferences would play in a 4-team playoff for the national championship. Well,
right,
guess what? We're going to have a 12-team playoff. And all of a sudden, the sense of urgency to be in the 16-team conference is only there for the television dollars. Because now you're going to have plenty of access to the playoffs. So again, I just don't think it's as serious. The only reason you need to be 16 teams is the conferences with 16 teams are going to command more money in their new TV deals.
Right.
Always follow the TV deals. When are the TV deals up? When do they need to start renegotiating? That fact, the Big 12 tried to start negotiations early on their TV deal, and that's what set off this whole chain reaction.
What's the best bet, Tony, for a Memphis that's always been looking to be one of the haves, right? There's a while there where they're on equal footing with the likes of Louisville, everything else, and then it sort of passes them by. They've always hoped and been building toward, hoping that when that door opened again, right, realignment, all that kind of thing, that they would be invited in. Do you think Memphis has reached a point where it will? Are they going to get excluded like they have been in the past? I mean, is the best-case scenario for them to have an AAC that keeps the Cincy's and the Houston's and the UCF's and be the best thing on the outside looking in? What happens, do you think, for a Memphis in this new land, this new frontier?
I think Memphis needs to stay exactly where they are right now because of the way that the new playoff will be structured.
Mm-hmm.
If you win the American Athletic Conference and you're ranked in the top 10, 11, 12, you're in the playoffs. I mean, the six highest-ranked conference champions are going to get in. Well, the AAC is going to win among those other group of five conferences. The AAC is going to be the highest-ranked conference almost every year. And last year, had we had this in place, Cincinnati would have gotten in the playoffs. Heck, Coastal Carolina would have gotten in the playoffs last year if we had this. So I think I would tell Memphis, now, if the ACC calls, you got to listen. Okay,
mm-hmm.
But do you want to join a weakened Big 12?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're now the only reason you might do it is because of the money. The AAC money wasn't anywhere close to the Big 12 money.
Right.
They're going to take a haircut on the next deal. That's when you do it. But I think Memphis would be smart to stay exactly where they are.
How if we're going, you know, new college football playoff and go with the proposal that currently is, how many, and once we get to regular and we're rolling, how many SEC teams going to be in this thing, Tony?
Well, last year, let's just take last year, you had four teams ranked in the top nine. You had Alabama, Florida, Texas A&M, and Georgia. All were ranked in the top nine. Had this been in place last year, four teams from the SEC would have gotten in. And the SEC knows that. The SEC was the driving force behind going from 4 to 12. All of us thought they were going to 8. That was the next logical progression. But Greg Sankey, as he always does, is thinking 4 or 5 steps of everybody else and realized that 12 would be the number because 4 was working out just fine for the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They even got two teams in 2017. So, I think the SEC will expect they will logically always expect to get two in, really expect to get three in, and some years get four.
Is there a route, Tony, for the Ole Misses and Mississippi States? I mean, we know they're going to like the money. I mean, my goodness, with what comes in from a media rights deal, just to thinking about the money, you know, you get goosebumps. But will, you know, a 9-3 or whatever it is, will that get them in? That's still the way.
And it just depends on what everybody else does. But if you're 9-3 and the committee puts you in the top 12, guess what? You're going. Okay. Mm-hmm. After you take, I mean, the way it's going to work is you're going to take the 6 highest rated conference champions. Okay, they're in. Top four of those get a bye. All right, now we got 6 open spots. What do we do with them? Well, last year, Florida and Texas A&M and Georgia would have all gotten in because they're, and that's what Ole Miss has got to finish in that 9-3. They got to finish 3rd in the SEC West or 2nd in the SEC West. And oh, by the way, next time you play Alabama, try to beat them. Okay, beat them.
Right.
That would really help if you could beat Alabama or beat Texas A&M.
And then if you throw those brands in, Oklahoma Tech, does the top still look like the top usually looks in an SEC year, Tony, or are they right there in the mix right at the top?
Oh, I think they'll be right there. Now, Texas, let's take Texas out of the equation. They haven't been relevant in 10 years.
Very true.
All right, but Oklahoma has been to the playoffs 5 times, 4 or 5 times. They have a great football program. Texas will get back because they're Texas. But Oklahoma will definitely be at the top of the ACC. Texas right now would be in the, you know, Ole Miss, Mississippi State realm right now with the way they're playing. But could change under Steve Sarkisian. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. And then if you're looking ahead to this season, Tony, and everything we have come a long way since where we were this time last year, and we had so many more questions than we do now, and yet we still have questions. Are you expecting to see forfeits by the time we're rolling in the SEC? And Sankey talked about it. You know, we're not going to reschedule like we did last year. You know, if you're not up to stuff, we're going to forfeit. Are you expecting to see that this year? A bunch of them, few of them, a handful, maybe none. What do you expect?
You'd be foolish to say there would be none.
Think none, right? Okay. Okay.
Because we've got though. Because COVID is still spreading. The Delta variant is a factor. The only variable that you can control if you're an SEC school is to get as many of your players vaccinated as possible so that the variant doesn't have anywhere to go. But understand, that's what Commissioner Sankey's position was very clear. It's not my job as commissioner for you to take care of your team. It's your job to take care of your team. The games, everybody knows what the schedule is. Everybody knows about the vaccine shots. The vaccine shots are readily available. So you're in charge. And if you and we're taking away the minimums, you know, last year it was like you had to have 53 players to play.
Uh-huh.
We're taking that away. You're in charge. And if your team can't play, then your team can't play. Yeah. And we're not going to reschedule the game.
Talking to the great Tony Barnhart. Last thing we got for you, Tony, here on the show. Can't tell you how much we appreciate your time. Which team this year in the SEC has got the most pressure on them? Well, which coach has got the most pressure on them? Is it Georgia?
Georgia. Got a breakthrough. Not even close.
Okay.
Not even close. Nick Saban doesn't have any pressure on him.
Zero.
Okay. Jimbo Fisher's got some pressure because they had a great year last year, and they're, you know, this is a chance maybe where they can get Alabama because Alabama comes to their place.
Mm-hmm.
On October 9th. No, it's Georgia. It's Georgia. Georgia, you know, Georgia's going to be a really, really good team. And as I told some Georgia friends the other day, I said, they're good enough to win every single game they play. I said, yeah, but I want them to be in the playoffs. I want them to win the national championship. So let's just say the Georgia fans' expectations are very, very high.
What happened?
Georgia's capable of winning the national championship.
Yep.
Doesn't mean they will. Like my wife said, that's why we play the games.
That's what I was going to ask you. I'm with you, and the expectations are that high, and they should be, and it's on curve. What happens if they don't? If they don't live up to them, Tony, are they really going? I mean, it's been good. Yeah, it's not what they expect. They want to be above Alabama. It's been awfully good. Would you be willing to go a different direction because you ultimately didn't get above the machine that's Bama?
No.
They're going to stay with it every year and keep being second.
Well, they first of all, they've been to the SEC championship game 3 out of the last 4 years.
That's true.
Won it once, had a 2 touchdown lead on Alabama, and then they played LSU and nobody could beat LSU. All right. So they are recruiting at an extremely high level.
Yes,
they've been recruiting at an Alabama level for 4 years now. So if Georgia doesn't win it this year, we will sit in the same chair next year and say Georgia is in the hunt for the national championship.
That's it. He is Tony Barnhart. He's missed college football. Appreciate his time. Tony, any chance we get, we certainly appreciate you joining us, brother. Thank you for the day. Have a great week, brother.
All right. Well, looking forward to seeing folks at the Touchdown Club of Memphis on Monday, August 30th. I get to see all my friends again. I'm excited.
We're looking forward to having you here, brother. Safe travels in, Tony.
You bet. Take
care. Yes, sir.
Thanks, Tony. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.